Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
I think it's just you and Buzz, you and me this afternoon, Buzz.
Where is Mr.
Tommy's
Little?
Been on his phone following the horse races all day and it is boring.
It's a big day of races, guys.
Oh, he's here.
Biggest racing day of the year.
Is it?
You guys
I don't know.
Do whatever
Although
you need
I've
to
got
do.
To admit, I wasn't that into it until I came second in the cup, and now all of a sudden I'm like, well, not too bad.
Oh, did you get second in the sweep?
I did. No idea. I can't even remember what the name of the horse was.
Johannes Vermeer.
Yeah.
I believe.
Anyway, how's your day been, Buzz?
It's been good. It's been good. I watched the race a bit earlier. It was fun.
Tell me what we've got coming up on the show, co-host. not Tommy, you, Buzz.
Oh, right.
It's you and I, mate.
Oh,
I told
Buzz, you are never going to make
don't
it.
Don't even you,
I just need to get my name
on
the
your
show.
Phone.
Sorry, I just...
We can arrange that, Buzz. We can get your name
you.
On the show.
I've got a my spidey senses tingle when the wheels have fallen off and it's all gone to the rubbish. And as soon as you try to get Buzz involved and he sat there like a mute, I went, oh, no, I've got to
let's
be
just
in
remember,
here.
Where were you at the start of the show, buddy? On your phone, so...
Yeah, I'm with you, Buzz.
Who are you talking to, mate?
You, Tommy.
Oh.
Don't be all grumps because you lost money. Okay. That's why you shouldn't gamble.
You shouldn't. Don't gamble.
Exactly.
Okay. What are you guys going to do for the rest of the show?
I don't know. What are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do Taylor Swift comp, aren't we, Buzz?
It is, yeah. Happening very soon. I think a couple of days left, actually, to get yourself over there to New York City. You can register at hit.com.au today and tomorrow. The only chances to get over there.
You've got anything to bring to the show today, Tommy?
Are you talking to Buzz or me?
You.
Oh, no. I thought it was you guys. I'm excited. Carrie and Buzz. More coming up soon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I know why you're grumpy.
Yeah.
Because you're not at the races today.
Of course. I've made that very apparent all day after seeing you. I'm furious about being here. It's my favourite time of year. It's the best racing day of the year. I would pay any amount of money to get out of today.
Okay. So this is going to be fun.
Happy
when
Tuesday.
I grew up in Perth, right?
Yeah.
And so we would have like lunches and we'd watch the Melbourne Cup and then we'd get back on with our lives.
Yeah.
But Melbourne obviously takes it very seriously and they have these big marquees and they bring celebrities in for the big thing. It's full on, but it's not like that around the country.
Right. But all my friends in Sydney have, if not the day off, their whole workplace does a big thing for it.
Yeah, but then they kind of go back on with their lives.
Right.
Yeah.
But I go on with my
own. No, you don't.
No, I'm just furious about having to work.
That's all you've spoken about all day.
I know, because it's the fury is not dying down.
Who's going that you wish you were seeing?
Here's what I want to talk about. The people that go, that they get each year, are amazing,
right? So they go in these tents and drink champagne and eat nice food.
Yeah, but they're amazing for a few different reasons. Firstly, they're often really big stars. But secondly, they're also people that you don't often expect. Like, they're not the like Liza Minnelli a couple of years ago,
that's right?
That's right. It's like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
But you also, it's not the first person you think of. You don't go, they're not your Beyonce.
But
they're not,
you know why? Because the first person, Beyonce's not coming to watch a horse race in Australia.
Right. But that's also fun. And I love that. That it's like, they're famous, but they're also a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a bit kooky, right? Like this year.
Like Paris Jackson's this year.
Exactly.
Michael
See?
Jackson's daughter.
The woman with surely she's got the most stunning eyes in the world,
I totally agree. I saw her in the cover of Mag on the weekend. I was like, oh, my God.
And again, it's amazing because you're excited about it, but it's obscure.
You never would have thought if someone said, who's coming out? You never would have said Paris Jackson.
It's not in your top 10. You don't go, oh, I know who it'll be. This is an obvious choice.
Yep.
Yeah.
But how cool. I reckon she'd love a party too.
Completely. Yeah. Remember who we chatted to last night on the project? Taylor Dane?
Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
Yes, Taylor Dane. Yes.
Buzz.
Your shelter.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I'll be your shelter.
To take you through the night. Oh.
She was stunning last night and had amazing stories.
And she was
stories.
So fun too.
Right.
And she had the best stories because I find like stars of the 80s and 90s, they have such good stories.
Yes.
Stars of now are pretty private, don't want to share them. She was talking about meeting Michael Jackson. She was talking about meeting Prince.
Not just Incredible. Meeting Prince, about Prince having a crack.
About them being good mates. Oh. Awesome.
I think it's they have never had the fear of camera phones. Like, you know how now every
no one says or does anything because it's like,
who's filming me? Yes. Where's this going to end up? Whereas then they're just like, oh, yeah, I got... You know, down with this person, did this, blah, 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 blah. Great.
Natalie Imbruglia, we had her on the show the other day. Haven't seen Natalie in a while. Good to have her back in town. Usain Bolt, mate. You would love Usain Bolt being in the races.
Bolt.
Imagine if there was a race between him and the horse. That'd be funny.
Have I told you about the voice message he left on my mate's phone?
Pardon?
It is wild.
Why? How does he know your mate? Oh, this is a far more interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Your eyes have just gotten very big.
You know what he's got? You know the reputation that he has of being friendly.
Yep.
Wow.
I have been out when he's been out. I've been out in the town, and that doesn't happen to me very often. And I remember having my eyes very wide for the entire time of watching.
Are you saying you and?
No. Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
You saying?
Here's our chat.
Here's
me
some
and Usain Bolt. I've been wanting to talk to you about it for a while.
Here's some fun ones that I haven't. Yan Chan, the fashion blogger. There. I don't know who that is, but that's the funnest thing to say. Yan Chan. Have you seen my mate with the name so nice I said it twice? Yeah, you mean Yan Yan? Yeah. Oh, what's her last name again? Chan.
Hey, mate, you're the guy with the friend Magesh.
So. Yeah, I love Magesh. Yeah. Magesh, how good.
Magesh and Yan Yan can hang out together.
Geez, James Magnuson's there, the missile. Lucky to still
be. Are
get
we
a
just
going to
read a guest list? Is that
no,
what
here's
what
about? I want to talk about. I want to talk about everybody does celebrity spotto games, right? Who's the most famous person you saw? Yeah. That's not what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the most obscure celebrity you've seen.
I spy an obscure celebrity.
Because my brother has had more car crashes than anybody you know. He is the worst
literal
driver.
Literal car crashes.
Literal car crashes. And he always goes, oh, bro, I had a car crash. I'm like, oh, except for one day he goes, bro, I had a car crash. And he said in an excited way. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, guess what? And I'm like, what? And he goes, I ripped Kimberly Davies' door off.
From Neighbours.
No, he said, sorry. Yeah. My brother had a smack with Kimberly Davies. And I haven't heard her name. The last time I remember her name was in the ad, the Tim Tams ad, where the guy goes, Kimberly.
Oh, but it was the dream, if you could have any, yes.
Kimberly.
All right, I spy a celebrity. You could have just
obscure
said,
celebrity.
I see as. Obscure celebrity.
You could have told me that before the show because that is much better than my one. 131060. I want to know who's the most obscure celebrity you've seen?
131060. Weirdest, almost obscure celebrity that you have seen. We'll take
what
your calls
you
next.
What did you say then, Buzz?
Obscure.
Obscure.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about. Oh, do you want to play your little thing you prepared?
Of course I do.
Yeah, let's play it.
I spy an obscure celebrity.
Or I see an obscure celebrity is my game. But either
which way. Is way better. Also, I will take calls on do you know Yan Yan Chan and can we have a meetup because they sound like fun.
131060.
Because we're talking about the races and all the people that go to the races and they're brought out from overseas, Paris Jackson, Taylor Dane.
We're saying they're great.
Yes.
But they're also great because sometimes you're like, oh, that's right. Yeah. They're a bit obscure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remembered an obscure celebrity sighting. When I went kayaking in Byron Bay once, the guy that took the kayaking tour was Ben from Full House. You know, the kid?
Okay. I know.
That's obscure, is it not?
Well, it's obscure because you've got the name
kayaking?
Of the show wrong, I reckon. Full House?
Oh, no, not Full House. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
It's so obscure, he's not even on the
doing
show.
Doing a radio show with Mum.
The guy from Hey, Dad, the kid, Ben.
Yeah, he's now
like an environmentalist or conservationist and he does kayaking tours.
That?
Yeah, he was so fun. And the whole time, he was the perfect tour guide because he was good at chatting and he was, he still does some like acting.
Because
awesome.
That is a perfect example of this, Buzz. Okay, Buzz, I'll see you later, Buzz.
I spy an obscure celebrity. Stacey, is that what you want to say?
I am having an absolute shocker at work today. But we are asking for obscure celebrity photos. If you've seen one, can you help lift this show out of the absolute doldrums, please, Stace?
Hi, guys. How you going?
I'm having a crap one, Stace.
Stop it. I'm having a good one, Stacey. Okay, how are you going?
I'm fantastic.
Great. Who is your obscure celebrity spotting?
Martin Dinglewall from Home and Away.
Firstly, I didn't think we were going to have a funnier name than Yan Yan Chan today. But what's his last name?
Martin Dinglewall. Dinglewall.
Oh, mate, Dingers Wallers. Who is he? Who is he?
He played Sally's husband.
Oh, Kate Ritchie's husband,
Lynn.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That's a great obscure celebrity spotting.
Stace, awesome. What was old Dinglewall up to?
He was just walking through Sydney one day. I was in there with my partner at the time and we were walking along and he was walking in the opposite direction.
He loves a walk.
Sound like Stace just let out a fart. Sorry, Stace, I think a motorbike just went past in the background.
No, I think excuse we may all have the time. Lost them. Like, it must have been a motorbike.
Thank you, Stacey. Belle
in
Wagga.
We're on the third floor and we're indoors.
When have you spied an obscure celebrity?
So my parents took my brother and I to America for 4 weeks a few years ago. We were convinced that we were going to see someone famous. You know, we're in New York and LA and things like that.
Yeah.
Was prowling the whole time, didn't see anyone, get off the plane in Broken Hill, and there's Mike Whitney.
Oh, famous for Who Dares Wins.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Whitney.
And he was of sporting fame before that, is that right?
I think he played cricket or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, Buzz, great work, Buzz. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And so what was Whitters doing? Was he just at the airport hanging out?
No, I think he was filming a travel show or something like that. Apparently he does travel shows now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Must be on one of the digital channels. Let's go to Carlos.
Let's end with Carlos. Carlos, who did you see?
Well, this was pretty random. There's a local flea market in Canberra where we go down on Sundays and people sell anything from bread ovens to, you know, leftover clothes. And there was this one guy there selling autographed football posters and T-shirts and sort of movie memorabilia. And he had a signed poster from Mad Max. And I'm standing there looking at it because I like my Mad Max. And there was this guy standing there watching it. And he goes, "It's a pretty good film, wasn't it?" I said, "Yeah, it was." And he says, "I was in it." I said, "Were you?" And the guy at the store goes, "Really? What were you?" He says, "I was the feral kid in, I think it was Mad Max 2, the blonde-haired one that didn't speak English." And I'm thinking, mate, you are not a feral kid. You're a 30-something overweight pisshead, you know? I mean, look at you. You got the body that should join Jenny Craig, and you are far from feral, and you're far from a kid. So he said, "I'll find the poster for you."
You really fired up there, Carlos.
You know what I love about Carlos? Who would have thought, even calling him a feral kid, you'd thought, well, that's the worst insult he'll get. Oh, no, Carlos is just unleashed as an animal.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taylor Swift's Reputation is out November 10.
Are you ready for it?
Hey. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now because
she's dead.
What you just made me do.
Hi.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift. We're going to have some fun.
We are at the business end of this now. Taylor Swift fan celebration in New York City. You, your bestie, return flights 3 nights over in New York. You can register now at hit.com.au.
Well, you can't. Well, you can. I was going to say, but it's almost too late. And I don't even know if we should be running the competition.
I know
anymore.
Our reputation took a bit of a knock yesterday, didn't it?
Didn't it? Oh. The problem is when you get the biggest Taylor Swift fans in the country.
They know more than we do.
Well, don't put us in it, mate. The blokes who write the questions.
They know more than the blokes that write the question.
Yeah.
But when we say they, we just mean Selena, who's on the line. Selena, you're a carryover champ for 5 days now. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm feeling extra nervous.
Yeah, sorry about yesterday's little hiccup.
Yes, hopefully that doesn't happen again today.
Well, if you missed it yesterday, we gave you a question, Selena, and you answered it, which was not the answer we had on our sheet. Turns out you were right, not our sheet.
But we've been assured today's question has been fact-checked. It is right.
Yeah, we got assured that yesterday. They're full of it, the blokes in the question department. Selena, basically the maths is this. You've been so great so far. The only people who have got questions wrong are us. And you are literally 2 questions away to flying to the other side of the world with a mate for a once-in-a-lifetime Taylor Swift experience. I am in your court. I know in the interest of fairness, we're meant to... Sophie is on the line from Perth. G'day, Soph.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, you sound gorgeous. Oh,
in the interest of good radio, I'm going to go for Soph.
Okay.
Not that I'm against you, Selena, but it's boring if we all... It's like picking the same team and, you know,
packing the same horse.
You know? Let's mix it up.
But Soph, here's the thing. I usually say to the other person, you don't have to do anything, right? It's just we ask Selena a question. If she gets it right, she's through. If she gets it wrong, you're automatically through. And then you'll have to answer one question. The thing is, Soph, you are absolutely no chance, and I'm sorry about that, but Selena's been so great.
I know, she's been so good lately. I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, he's
you're
just
too gorgeous. She's so lovely.
All right, should we do this? You ready, Selena?
Yeah.
Do you know how to pronounce that name?
Yeah, mate, while you were dilly-dallying around during the song, I did some research, and I do.
Dilly-dallying is what I do best.
Yes. Name the cafe, Selena, where Taylor Swift was discovered by Scott Borchetta in 2005.
The Bluebird Cafe.
Oh,
she's too good.
My God.
She's too good. See you, Sophie.
Oh, I mean, to be fair, Sophie, I was never really in your corner. I just was trying to mix it up.
But, Soph, you seem so lovely, and I'm sorry that we didn't get you through first, but Selena is just hitting all of these out of the park. Soph,
would you have known that answer?
Yeah, I knew that answer.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Sophie.
Oh, call again for another comp.
She's got it every day.
Oh, Soph, you're the best. Have a ripper. Selena.
Mm-hmm.
One question away. It's your
we might
absolute
just give it to her now.
Yeah, to be honest, I could.
We will speak to you again tomorrow, Selena.
Awesome. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, if you do want that chance to take on Selena tomorrow for a chance to go
Don't
to New
bother.
York City, hit.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, just very quickly, Yan Yan Chan fans have come out of the woodwork and said, oi, this lady's amazing. She's a fashion blogger. She's bloody stunning. Good on you, Yan Yan. Keep up the great work.
Enjoy the cup.
Yes.
That's where she is. 131060, need your help, people. How long did you go before you named your kid?
Oh.
Right?
What's long? What's standard?
That's what I want to know. Okay. Because the reason I want to know this is, right, a couple of our friends have had babies. Three of them have had babies in the last week. None of them have given them a name straight away. And I was like, what is going on? Don't you spend 9 months coming up with a name? How do you not have a name for your child?
So
right?
Ollie and Evie straight away?
Yeah. In fact, Ollie, the night before, we had a different name for him, and then a friend came over and said, are you not going to call him this other name, which I'm not going to say because I've got friends with kids that name. And we were like,
Who does that?
I know, not a friend anymore, so don't worry about that bit. But anyway, and then we were after that, oh, it's kind of ruined. And so we called him Ollie, and now I'm so glad we called him Oliver. So it was a blessing that guy came around.
It's great.
However, that's why you don't discuss names, because people ruin names.
There's always someone,
But anyway, our friends have all named. And so what's happened is we've started having a conversation about it. I'm like, actually, if you think about it, what's the problem not having a name? Because I thought it was crazy. The only downfall is can't text people the name, right? But now, as a 30-whatever-year-old man you are, if you hadn't had a name for the first 2 weeks of your life while your parents got to know you and decided what your name was, would that have impacted your life in any way?
Maybe.
How?
Well, I mean, I don't want to definitely say yes or no.
But this is the thing. It's just society that tells us that a kid pops out and you have a name. Like a friend of ours' name was born Simon. And like 6 weeks later, they went, he's not a Simon. And they called him Ben. And I only know him as Ben. And I can never have imagined that his name was Simon, right?
Right.
And they probably rushed to call him a name without getting to know him and then realised he was actually a Ben.
You know what's funny you say that? I had a girlfriend who they gave her her first name. And didn't like it, but rather than change anything, they just called her middle name her whole life. So I met her and didn't find out till we've been dating a while that it was a middle name. Yeah.
So I want to speak to people. Christy, we've got Christy on the line from Geelong. How long did you take to name your bub?
It was 3 or 4 weeks before he had a name, and we put names in a hat and pulled them out, but no one liked what we pulled out.
After a while,
we took him to my uncle's, and I'd actually told him on the phone his name was Logan. So when we got there, he goes, oh, hi, Logan. Nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, actually, his name's Jonathan.
So he's now Jonathan.
Yes, his name's Jonathan now.
See, and is there any problem that he didn't have a name for the first few weeks?
No.
What did you call him then? Did you just call him Bub or?
Yeah, something like that.
See?
Just a baby.
And now he's Jono and it's all good.
Yeah, now he's Johnny, just Johnny. He likes to say just Johnny.
But Logan is Wolverine's name. That's cool.
Well, it's okay. Well, she's got a Johnny now.
It's a great name. But
Michelle,
Logan.
How long did it take you to name your baby?
It took me 3 months.
Whoa!
Wow.
Right, okay, we need to talk. What do you mean? Did you give... Okay, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, look, it was my very first baby. And so this was about 23 years ago. So back then, I guess, you know, being excited, I wanted to also have my partner to be involved in the naming of our first son. But yeah, it take me 3 months to come
convince him of the name.
Yes, we finally called him Jay. Hello, Jay.
And does Jay have any issues with the fact that he didn't have a name for 3 months?
Oh, look, he's always talked to us about it and has a bit of a joke about it and does kind of have a whinge to us.
Sounds like he's got some issues.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. And I wish we could take our third call, but there's just a blank space in the name. Apparently they never got around to it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tomorrow we'll be doing a segment where we try and find a new co-host for me because mine has gone, which is probably a blessing because he was in such a grumpy mood.
Yeah, he wasn't in a good mood today,
I know.
He?
And he just said, can I leave? And I said, yes.
Oh, hang on. We got... on 131060, hello.
Oh, he hasn't called in.
G'day, guys.
Mate, you left. You're done. We don't care for your phone call.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just heard some disparaging words about your co-host who's left, and I'm going to say I actually think he's a ripper.
Right, well, and tomorrow we're launching a new comp, so...
Well, he's also launching a new show, Tommy and Yan Yan Chan, so he can't wait to pick that off.
Tommy and Yan Yan Chan, or we'll be Carrie and Tommy tomorrow. We'll find out then. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.